cheap. You know what I mean? You could do Thailand, get a motorcycle out there and just travel up the country.
And die out there?
I don't know. Just think why.
Just a bike, kind of like.
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yes, sir.
Alright, here's the pod.
Motherfuckers drive crazy out there.
Listening to Nocturnal Beings, new podcast. K-Dot, Jacob Garcia, Nasty Nate. Oh, fuck, I wasn't supposed to get this.
Last time,
dude, everyone gets a nickname but Jacob, and full name, too. You want to put in the middle name in there? I think they missed it.
That's one of my socials.
They probably do.
I'm gonna bleep that shit out. But when I edit it.
That was a brain fart if I ever fucking.
It definitely was. Because I was gonna say Kevin Medrano and then I was like,
and then
oops.
You didn't, and then now you said my name.
A split second later.
I was gonna say your name.
And that's Nathan Ostrom, because we're just putting everyone's name out
bro?
There. Bro, you just said my full name.
Yeah, but we're gonna edit that out.
Everyone, these names are getting bleeped. You're just gonna hear me over. Boop, boop.
First 2 minutes of this are not gonna be fucking.
Alright, so.
What's going on, fellas? No.
What do we wanna dive into here? What are we gonna talk about? Wilder knocking out Boy in fucking T minus 10 seconds, dude.
Really,
Houston, we have liftoff.
When that happened last night?
Yeah. Wilder.
Dude, ref broke him up from a fucking clinch, and it looked like this was like just like. Days to the right, and then as soon as he looked back, quack, head just snapped off, and this would just like slumped.
He was out, literally died. Died and came back.
Dunzo.
So Wilder said he was fucking Drago, bro. He's, if he dies, he dies, bro. He was going, dude, for real. He was saying that. He's like, yo, I want to murder this guy. Deontay Wilder is intense, dude.
You think that'll
motherfucker's scary?
You think that'll happen in the
Yeah, I want to see him kill somebody.
You think that'll happen in the UFC?
In the UFC?
I don't know.
That'll be a big thing.
This guy, Sage Northcutt, it's like this fucking, like... He's almost like this preppy fighter. He's like this white kid.
Right.
Karate style. He signed to ONE, which is like a mixed martial art thing.
Okay.
He just got in a fight. Well, he fought on 4-1.
Right.
He got knocked out, I think, in the first round still. And I guess he needed, like, 7 surgeries on his face, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, one punch just fucking, caved his face in.
Jesus.
It's insane, dude.
How does he look?
I don't know. I just saw, like, I didn't really,
He's still
He just had the surgery done. But it was crazy.
Break his face.
Broke
his fucking face.
Dude, but when he got caught, he just, like, he slumped full. It was insane, dude. It's gnarly.
Instant pain.
But I didn't think.
Sleep.
Yeah, but I didn't think he got fucked up that, like, you wouldn't be able to tell. Off the knockout, it was just like, oh wow, I don't know.
You got dropped.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's happened before though, right? In boxing, at least in the past, someone must have died. Maybe not in the ring, but they were probably like.
Oh yeah, a boxer just recently died.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's actually boxing's more dangerous than UFC.
Why is that? Because of the amount of rounds?
No, it's because like when. Because of the count, like UFC, when you get knocked out.
Oh
when you
out, they give you so many chances to come back and keep fighting.
Can you come? Can you come back and get another, take another fucking?
So that's where all the fucking CTE comes from,
right?
Whereas in UFC, it's like no, it's over, dude. Once you like
showing any signs of
once you've been dazed,
you can't defend
like,
yourself.
Dropped.
Game
yeah,
over,
exactly.
Son.
Which is how it should be, nah. Because like, how many times has it been like where you see in boxing, there's a guy that's been dazed. Took hits and then comes back and wins it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what though, in boxing there's a lot more of like throwing in the towel because it's like, all right, you're not gonna win this. Like,
call the fight.
Yeah,
God damn
there's
it.
No reason.
Well, because like boxing's less like spontaneous, I guess, explosive than UFC. Like UFC, you can win with like you could head kick them in the last 10 seconds or knee.
You could have been losing this whole time and then that one hit.
So you don't really see people like you see people grinding it out more. Whereas in boxing, it's like. A lot of it's, like, point-driven. I feel like you don't, like, depending on the fighters, right, you're
it's
not
going to... It's all technique.
You don't see as many knockouts. I mean, I don't know about recently. I feel like recently I've been seeing, like, more knockouts.
It's always about class. It's, like, fucking...
Well,
who's
yeah,
got
exactly.
The fucking,
like, you're getting outclassed. Like, for example, like, the most recent fight was, like, the Mikey Garcia-Errol Spence fight. Like, Mikey could have thrown in the towel. He was getting dominated. He was beating. But he said he didn't. I watched like an interview on him, and he's like, oh yeah, but I didn't want to quit because it wasn't like, he wasn't hurting me. It wasn't like he was in danger, really. He was just getting outclassed. But still, he could have, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of those moments where it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not, you're just not going to win.
And it's not like, if I feel like if you throw in the towel in UFC, you're probably going to get a lot of, you're going to hear about it. Yeah.
Like someone just like quitting before the fight even started.
Yeah.
It's like showing them to the fucking arena. It's like,
dude, can't do this.
No. That guy, he looked, no.
Nah, dude, he's on the roids. I'm straight. I'm not yeah, going
juice
in.
To the gills.
Boy, in UFC, that's less likely. All the fucking testing they do.
No, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, fucking someone making excuses, like, fucking.
But, dude, there's this boxer. It's this up and coming. It's this, I don't know. I forget his name, but he's an urban man.
Okay.
He's
black.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you were saying, like, that's his nickname.
No, yeah, but he's, dude, this guy's scary. He's, like, jacked. And he's in the ring getting ready to fight. He's, like, really, he's fairly new to boxing. He's getting in the ring. He's already in the ring or whatever. And this other boxer's walking out. And he just stops, like, halfway walking out and just turns around. He's like,
what?
Nope. And they have it all on, like, there's a video of it, dude. It's insane.
I wonder what the thought process is there.
Yeah,
though.
He's just like, you know what, dude? What? I'm not going to do this.
I mean,
this guy is scary. He's, like, knocking people out. Like,
he's a fucking machine. He must have been doubting on his way there, though, right?
Yeah, he just didn't really want to do it.
Yeah,
and he's like, you know what? Fuck.
I don't have to do it.
That switch doesn't just flip. It's
no.
been in motion.
Yeah. Dude, we gotta get, like, a little something to pull up videos and shit so I could show you guys these. Like, the Sage Northcutt. I should have had that plan, like, on tap or something.
Yeah, but then, like, we're watching it, and then we have to make sure, like, we're talking, because then, like, people don't even...
Yeah.
Trial and error.
I hate it when, like, you know, you're listening to someone, and they bring something up, like, on video, and they're just watching it, and it's like, well, this is dead air, this is not...
You probably didn't. The Fighter and the Kid pod with fucking Crystal here.
That shit
is fucking hilarious, dude. The guy is too much.
Dude, there's this, you know, I feel like Callan does it.
There's a lot of other fans.
Overdoes it sometimes.
Yeah,
he
does. He's almost like, his humor is different to me.
I like it, but it's like, dude, like, I don't know, simmer it down a bit, you know, like,
he's definitely, you definitely have to, like, watch him. For me, his comedy doesn't transition
more physical
in the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, listening-wise, it doesn't transition well.
His body
almost
language.
I almost get tired of him. But he's so, like, not to say, like, he's fucking hilarious, so not to, like, diss him or anything. But I think, like, as an interviewer, I think he's, like, really intelligent. I think he makes a great interviewer.
That's
like,
when I love, you know.
I think he'd make a better interviewer than
Joe
than Rogan.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, Rogan almost has, like, his own agenda that he always sticks to, whereas, like, Brian will kind of more, like, riff with what you're, it's totally different. Like, I've listened to Brian's podcast, Mixed Mental Arts.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, dude, I love hearing him, like, just talk with all these, like, really smart individuals, and he, like, he keeps up with them, or, like, almost, on random subjects, too, he keeps up with them, or almost, like, he just has a vast well of knowledge.
Well, he's lived a lot.
Yeah.
He's lived.
Yeah. And it's very different. Like I said, like, Joe Rogan constantly goes back. You know what I mean? He's constantly, like,
goes back to his main go-to topic.
Yeah. There's always, like, it feels very, whereas, like, Callan's almost, like I said, he's going with the individuals talking with. So it's constantly different. You know what
I mean?
He's
going on their journey.
Yeah. Whereas, like, Joe Rogan sucks you into his world.
You know, like,
it's just different. It's nothing against, I mean, Joe Rogan.
No,
fucking,
of course. But, like, Joe was bringing up the point that, like, people, like, say that he flip-flops a lot, you know, depending on the guest.
Yeah.
And he says, well, they're just opinions. Like, my opinion changes all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah.
I get his point, but the way he goes about it, sometimes it feels like, dude, you're just, like, you're biting your tongue a lot, and you're just nodding and agreeing kind of at some points, and, like,
Yeah, well, that's kind of necessary. You're not trying to have an argument. You're trying to have a conversation. So it's like, all right, like, I'm not going to disagree. At least he's hearing people out. That's why it's one of the greatest podcasts, too, because you can have anybody on there.
Yeah.
Like, he's not biased, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, if you want to come on, sure.
So I respect that aspect of it. All right, the podcast is great. Like I said, no diss to Joe Rogan.
The shots
have not been fired.
Podcast.
Do you guys think podcast is gonna hit a point where simmers down a lot? Like it's not
No.
You think it's gonna be? It's like a new form of media that's here to stay, and it's only gonna keep growing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's radio re-enhanced.
Yeah, it is. It revamped,
like, you can create your own radio station. People will listen to you fucking...
That's basically what it is, yeah.
Essentially.
It's just NPR.
With no filter. It could be about anything.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why podcasts... Yeah, I mean, this has been talked about a million times. It's raw.
Yeah.
Podcasts are raw. It's what you want to talk
Very
about.
Very organic.
There's no, like, the news is, like, it's everything's set out for you. You're reading a teleprompter, like, it doesn't matter. Whereas podcasting is, it's more intimate.
I think people yearn for it a lot, too, now, because...
I just want a real conversation.
How much time do you have on your hands, really, where you can have these conversations or hear these in-depth?
Yeah. Dude, it's like, yesterday, fucking, I was watching TV. Oh, I was just bored, so I had HBO on or whatever. And Crazy Rich Asians was on, so I flipped it over to there. And, dude, that shit is so annoying because it's, like... I had to stop watching it because it's, like, it's all about, like, these really rich Asians, obviously, right? The title is in the name.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. The title is in the name.
Yeah, I got it.
But, yeah. But anyway, they're, like, the Asians have, like, British accents and shit. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah. They're, like, using, like, oh, that is tremendous. Like,
oh, they're all, like, bougie?
It's like, yeah, like, what the fuck, dude? Why is that still happening? Like, that killed the movie for me. Like, I'm like, oh, this is trash. And, like, I heard all these good things about it. It's like, because why is that, like, assumed, like, oh, so if you have money, you have to talk like an aristocrat? Aristocrat. Aristocats, that's a fucking Disney movie. Yeah, but I just hate, that's so, like, typical. Like, what the fuck are we doing here, bro? Like, I thought we moved past that, you know what I mean?
And it's funny, because that movie was supposed to be, like, oh, it made so much money in the first, like, Asian...
Yeah,
completely Asian cast.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that was annoying for me. Like, oh, dude, this is so like bougie, fake. Like,
turned you off.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh, here we go.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't get that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, because you have money, it's just people trying to like, it's that back to the box again.
Put you in the box.
Oh, you have money, so you have to be in this fucking. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
You can have money and cuss and, like, you know what I mean? Like, be yourself.
I don't know.
It's
that's
just so fake. I'm so tired of all
just,
the fake. I can't stand it.
That's them, you know, writing to an audience they feel like they need to, you know? I feel like at a certain point, when you get to, like, that degree of, in that business, you have to... They have all these notes that you have to abide by, like studio notes. Or like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? Mm-hmm. And it's all because they want to market the movie to a wide audience.
Yeah. But what, them speaking in British accents?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just so...
Like, maybe
so
they
like
felt
atypical,
that... Maybe they felt like if they were speaking, like, English, like, Asian accents... It would turn off the audience, maybe?
I guess it is true. Well, no, I wasn't even saying, like, Asian. They don't have to have Asian accents. I'm just saying, like, why are they fucking...
So stereotypical when it comes to...
Yeah, like, why is it, like, British accents? Why not just fucking talk... I guess it goes with the vibe, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
I think,
if you're trying to set the tone. I guess, like, in that aspect, maybe it's, like...
They were legit British, or they were just talking like that?
I don't know.
Because that's based on a book, I think.
Yeah.
Well, most movies are, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess now that I really think about it, you kind of have to, like, you're setting, like, a vibe. But it just turned me off. I was like,
The choice that you didn't like.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be another route, right? Like, I don't know.
That's funny, though, that they,
It's a weird-ass movie, too, though. Like, what's the point of that?
I don't even know really the whole story of it, you know?
Well,
I just heard it was
either.
A huge hit, you know?
Yeah, the same here.
And because of the cast and all that, like, it's so progressive, like, oh.
Yeah, dude, Dude, and that's just people. I don't know that people even really believe that. They're just saying that because they want to be, like, looked at in a certain light, right?
You're so open and open-minded.
Yeah,
and
like, that's what it's all about nowadays, right? It's, like, being progressive.
Yeah. It's like, being progressive for the sake of being progressive.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. What do we...
I don't know. That's just the direction we're heading in,
though. You know, I fucking love, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, Asian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, like, this goes back to, like, the black thing. You being, like, black, Asian, like, doesn't matter. I'll fucking watch it, however. But I guess in, like, Hollywood, you know.
Exactly. It's all Hollywood.
Yeah. They don't get as many, like, spotlights and whatnot, so
like,
I guess.
Like, black cast movies, they always have this certain tone, right? The certain vibe. It's always marketed a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it doesn't have to be marketed that way. You don't have to make it, like, to... Just make it a universal film. Like, fucking... Like, how... Like, kind of like how Get Out was really deep in the culture of, like, black, you know, black people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't marketed as, like, oh, it's a black movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking hate that. Like, the barbershop movies, all that shit. Like, dude, you don't have to... Just to get... Black people love watching movies just like white people do, dude. You don't have to... They just want to see themselves represented correctly.
Yeah.
And they don't... It doesn't mean that you have to fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just an ignorant way of...
I guess it is a step in the right direction, though. Like, yeah, fucking you know what I mean?
It's a step in the right direction, but it's something wrong but about...
The other thing,
off.
Too, is, like, okay, is it... Is it, like, directors being racist, or is the pool from not as diversified, you know what I mean? There's probably a lot more prominent white actors because it's just... There's more of them out. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't know, though. You know,
that's how I feel.
That's the thing. I don't know how many great black actors or actresses they are out there, and they're just not getting the roles because there is a lot of race. There is a lot of racism in Hollywood still. I feel like there's a lot of, like, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
There has to be, dude. That it's built on a foundation that hasn't been broken down yet. Like, it hasn't been completely wiped out. Like, you're building off of a foundation that's been faulty from the get go.
How
like
so?
where it puts, you know, I barely started realizing all the movies that I love and all the actors that I love, they're all white, you know?
Yeah.
It's all that's been, like, given to us. And how that kind of, like, shapes the way we think movies should be.
But not necessarily, you say white, but it's like, white's so generic. You can't say white. There's still, like, We had, you know, Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
a lot of people
count Italians as white.
As
European.
It's still diverse. Like, there's different. And then, like, look at Rush Hour, dude. You had fucking Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan, like, back in the day. Dude, I fucking love those movies. And Jackie Chan's shit.
You're,
like,
pulling out, like, a few of the movies that kind of, in the vast pool of movies, there's only a handful of those. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't really even know who my favorite actor is. Like, I couldn't fucking tell you.
I like cliques. There's a lot of different, like, clique of actors that always get together.
Yeah. Especially, like, in comedies.
Yeah,
stuff
like
Adam
Sandler's whole crew.
Yeah, fucking Seth Rogen. They all got their little cliques, so that's cool.
I feel like that's a huge thing, like, in comedy, though, because comedians usually stick together, and, you know,
it's
a brotherhood,
like,
Yeah. I wanted to bring this up. DC's moving forward. You know, they're coming out with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. Did you watch the trailer for that, Jake?
Incredible.
Right?
Bro.
It looks fucking amazing, right? So, they don't know what they're doing. It doesn't seem like they're trying to make like a universe like Marvel did, but it seems like they're scrapping that. And now Matt Reeves, which was the director for Dawn of the Apes and what was it? What was the last one?
I don't know.
Rise, Dawn, and War, right? So he directed Dawn and War. And he is writing and directing the next Batman movie.
Oh, shit. Is that what Jake Gyllenhaal or...?
Rumors have been floating for like a few months now that they're going with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, Oh, that's who it was. I know it was somebody weird.
And like Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson's the dude from Twilight.
Yeah. A sparkling motherfucker.
Good-looking guy. Pale dude. But yeah, but dude, he's been coming out with some like indie movies lately. Yeah. Dude is a fucking great actor, man. Yeah. Fucking phenomenal actor. He just had some shitty, you know, gigs in the beginning of his career.
I don't know. I don't follow him enough, but I never thought he was shitty as an actor. I'm sure he's great. I mean,
but
Twilight, he fucking was a huge success.
But recently, like this past weekend, it's almost been confirmed. Like, yeah, he's.
I just don't know if he fits the role as
Dude,
Batman.
I think he does.
You think he can
fit himself into that?
Yeah. Is there already a story portrayed of what this Batman's going to be? A younger Batman?
It's going to be a younger Batman. An upcoming Batman. That's why they like Ben Affleck isn't a part of it anymore. Because Matt Reeves wanted to do this like a rising
Get
like, Batman.
Get Ben out of here.
Sorry, Ben.
So, you know, I'm probably like stoked on it. Because I heard different... Like, once I heard his name, I was like, dude, that has to be him. Like, that... I don't know who... If you're going for, like, this age range,
yeah,
you know.
Who can really play Batman?
Dude, I'm stoked with... I've been hearing all this shit about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Like, they're supposed to bring in... What's that? Beta Bill or some shit? Beta Bill? It's, like, Thor. He's pretty much, like... So, he's... What's Thor's hammer called again?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Yeah. He's supposed to...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's, like, some fucking, like, alien kind of, like...
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
looks like a rhino or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of. He's got, like, a long...
Yeah.
But he looks fucking tight. He's supposed to be gangster. But, and normally he's a hero, but supposedly they might put him against, like, Thor or something coming
okay.
up in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, looks fucking dope. But, like, in the comics, Odin gives him, he makes, there's an extra Mjolnir, whatever it's called, and fucking he grants, Odin grants it to this guy to Beta Bill or whatever, yeah, whatever the fuck his name is, I forget. But it looked dope. I just like how they're, like, You haven't heard the story before, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's cool that they're throwing this shit in there. And then, yeah, then they have Adam Warlock, which is going to be a fucking trip, dude. That shit just looks like... Dude, there's so much that they're, like, fitting into that, you know what I mean? There's so much content.
They got a rhythm going.
Yeah,
they're just
dude.
They're knocking them out.
Dude.
And they brought back the director that they fired.
Yeah.
Which
James
is
Gunn.
Fucking crazy. And
yeah.
He's directing the next Suicide Squad. So he's doing that first.
Dude, you know what else I heard too is I was watching this video and they were talking about how James Gunn, he was like, fuck, I'm really, what I was most bummed about when I got fired from the job was that I didn't get to, he wanted to finish directing the characters. Well, I guess they were still going to use his writing,
yeah.
what he wrote for it. But basically he's saying like his favorite character is Rocket and in a way that's him, you know? It's like an extension of him. But supposedly, I think he was saying we're going to see, like, an end to Rocket, or Rocket's going to... Because I guess in the comics, Rocket has, like, a wife or whatever, like, a companion.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
we might see, like, this fucking... I forget the names of all of them, but it's kind of tight. I like how
it's
going to be...
There's a backstory.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to it. There's a lot more than what we fucking... You know what I mean?
It's crazy how far ahead that movie's going to be. Like, 2022?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, dude,
it's fucking
crazy.
Yeah,
it's fucking... I might be dead before I see that shit.
That's what I thought about Game of Thrones, and here we are. Here
Don't
we are.
Even get me started. Get it started.
Dude, so people... Like, you know those... they have these websites, like change.org, where you, like, create a petition to make things happen?
Oh, yeah.
We made a petition. Someone made a petition... For Game of Thrones, they're saying we want this to be rewritten and reshot this last season. And it has almost like 1 million signatures.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But like, dude, who are the dumb fucks that think that's actually gonna do anything, man? Like, no one's gonna do anything about that. Like, why would you want that in the first place?
Like, now that we're at the end of Game of Thrones, I realize, like, where they went with this. It was just, like, they went in this, like, they really used, like, the hype train on this. Like, they already knew everybody was going to tune in. And then on top of that, they used, like, that, the third episode, right, the big battle scene. Like, oh, we made the biggest battle scene ever. Like, we made the, you know, they broke all these records, right?
Yeah.
They spent, like, so much more money than anybody
Yeah, cinematically.
Spent.
Even,
yeah.
like, a bigger, like, even movie-wise, like, it trumps, like, those movie battles,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, everything. So I think it was, like, that was their focus, rather than, like, properly telling the story, like, conveying everything in the movie, in the show. Like, they were just focused on the CGI and, like...
They sacrificed what makes GOT GOT.
Yeah, for that. Like, you realize the route that they went. Like, wow, that's okay.
And we could have done both.
Well, you have to. Yeah, I mean, I want good CGI, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, it's like I was telling you with Tyrion's story, dude. It's just, like, so disappointing. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
This is how you,
Yeah, I thought maybe they were going somewhere with it. Like, you know what I mean? He's just in the background. Like, what was the point? Remember, like, in the... I think it's in season 7 when fucking Daenerys and Jon Snow are about to shag?
Uh-huh.
And he's in the background just creeping.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, what's, like, where was any of that going? What was the point?
I don't know. I thought he was, like, had a thing for Dany, but...
Yeah,
I'm
is
not
that...
sure.
Maybe he does? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then they have the romance. You know, there's something between him and Sansa, which I really liked.
You think that's actually something, or
I
you
think it is?
Yeah,
yeah. I think like it might become something here in the
oh,
last,
really?
Yeah, maybe towards the last episode, unifying. You know what I mean? Like keeping the Starks around. You know what I mean? The Lannisters and the Starks. Like there's so much bad blood. You know what I mean?
That would.
Yeah, yeah. Marriage, and they technically they are still
married. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I thought I don't know. It's just like wow, and yeah, you can really tell like. All their writing was based off of the books. They just backpacked off of the books. They really, like... Yeah, they used
the books.
A lot
of the dialogue.
Yeah. And it's funny because I remember reading the books and then, like, watching the show. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can see the content that they're using from the books, like, the writing. Especially Tyrion. Like, Tyrion was always, like, real witty and, like, you know, like, backhanded comments and, like, funny. And now, like, it's, you know, we didn't get any of that. I don't think he's made me laugh once.
No, not this season.
Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's like making you, he'll make you laugh in, like, the darkest moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's about to die, and he's still, like,
made light of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. People think that the writers really rushed this season because they got the keys to the new Star Wars films.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're for sure, like, writing and directing those. So they're like, oh, you guys just rush this so you can be done with it and move on to, like, greener pastures.
Yeah.
I also do think, like, maybe they're tired, you know? They're tired of, dipping in the source. Like, you would be.
Are. Why do you think they're ending it? They're ending it.
They could have kept going.
Yeah, exactly. They could have kept, they most definitely
like,
could have kept going.
HBO's not like, no, stop printing us money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How many fucking people have been watching it, dude? It's fucking insane.
Too many.
Yeah. But, yeah, but I have heard, I saw this thing where, basically this guy was breaking down the actors for one of the spinoffs, and it seems like, I don't really know what to expect, but it seems trippy based off, like, the actors that they're bringing in. You can tell, like, there's certain regions, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, these actors, like, you're trying to guess... what region in Game of Thrones these actors fit to?
Okay.
They have certain looks.
Yeah.
It's gonna be trippy. I don't know what they're gonna do. I don't know if they're gonna set it like way, like a prequel, way before the current time.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
The way to go.
I'm really wondering. Yeah, fuck yeah, it is, dude. And think about it, like, so they're talking about, they're guessing like. A time before dragons, kind of, because the Targaryens didn't always have dragons. So, I think that kind of makes sense CGI-wise. They don't really have to focus on dragons and shit when all this crazy CGI.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be more focused on, like... Because, like, in this, we didn't really, like, this last season of Game of Thrones, like, we didn't really see any... Like, we saw a battle, but not... Like, what was really happening in the battle? You know what I mean? I want to see, like, one-on-ones, you know what I mean? Like, some fucking...
Yeah, it's just... bunch of chaos.
Yeah, it's just chaos. Like, Jon Snow's this fucking insane swordsman.
We saw none of that.
Yeah, you would never know it.
Yeah,
you would never know it.
Yeah.
Even in the Battle of the Bastards. Well, you kind of got it in the Battle of the Bastards because he's out there by himself just fucking like...
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's so like... one of the greatest episodes.
Oh yeah.
In television.
Oh yeah. That's still my favorite fucking
one. Oh dude.
And then when he's one-on-one-ing one of the others, you know? And when they catch swords and it just looks
like... Yeah, that fool's like, what?
Yeah, this guy stopped me.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, dude.
Just double back. That's right, bitch. You should have said, I'm Iron Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was fucking... That was epic. Like, go get him, Jon Snow.
Go get him, Jon Snow. Go get him.
And then when he's fucking looking at the Night King, like, trying to 1v1 the Night King, and the Night King's like, nah, bro. I heard you're the greatest swordsman in the North.
Right!
You just thought we were... Yeah. You thought I would challenge you to single combat?
You fool. You petty mortal.
There's a... I don't even know where we're gonna stop. Yeah, but I'm bummed about that. Like, I don't know. And the Jaime versus fucking Euron was...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. And I wish, like, I kind of wanted to see Jaime become, like, a... it's just not enough story. It would have been cool to see him become, like, a really good swordsman with his life, you know? I thought that's where they were going to, like... like, in the books, they tell the tales of, like, the seven heroes before that stopped the Night King. And I think there was... I think one of them was, like, Simeon Star Eyes. So basically, he was blind, but he was, like, the best fucking... I don't know if he used a sword, but he was, like, the best fighter.
Combat.
Yeah, combat fighter out there, and he was blind. So it was, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a trip.
Thought maybe it was foreshadowing something.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? Because they should... Obviously, you still have your heroes here. But, yeah.
I gotta pee.
Oh, fuck.
You guys carry the conversation. Fuck.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Can you make it past this without fucking murdering the mic again? See. So, Jacob, what are your thoughts on some of the music? This came out. What are you listening to? What's on the track?
A lot of albums came out. Schoolboy Q's Crash has been in rotation. Definitely something different. There's been talk that an ASAP Rocky album's coming out.
No, I didn't hear that. I'm always fiending for some ASAP Rocky.
I feel like, yeah, I forgot who had said it, but just talking about ASAP Rocky album coming out. Tyler the Creator just dropped.
Yeah, fucking Igor.
Gotta check out Igor.
Dude, we gotta watch that video. That shit's fucking hilarious, man.
DJ Khaled's got tape.
Yeah, DJ Khaled's fucking killing it. That shit was fire. Some hot ass
tracks on there. I mean, classic bangers. Get you ready for the summer.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, straight up. And then I wonder what's happening with J. Cole.
Honest,
like,
we're
gonna get all this music from him.
Well, did you hear about the Revenge of the Dreamers recording session?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What
they brought all these people in.
You've been summoned.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. That tape is gonna be fucking epic.
Oh, I know.
And he's gonna drop that shit like, boom. Here's an album.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. He was saying, like, I think we might see some more build up to it.
Oh, okay. It's gonna be some promotion. It's gonna be some fucking.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see. It might go the route you're saying, too. But, yeah, we'll see.
He has been on a lot more promotion.
Supposedly, there's supposed to be a Drizzy fucking J. Cole.
Collab coming soon.
Collab. Dude, that would be fucking... Oh, my God.
Bring
me
back. Last time they did a song was Jodeci.
Bro, I know. I know, dude. Talk about fucking... The streets would be on fire.
Fuck yeah.
Dude. So, I don't know. Lots to look forward this year. And after last year, man, like, fuck, that's a... Hip-hop has a year to live up to.
Davies is coming out with another album.
Is he?
Survival. The Game's about to drop an album in July. Born to Rap.
Cold or what?
Huh?
It's
just my hands.
Dude, fuck me.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, but because I don't know how to count the fucking. They don't have like actual time. It's just like.
Yeah, we need a timer. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
We need more energy. I think we have like low energy for this podcast. I don't like that. I want to come like.
Speak for yourself.
No, yeah. No, I'm saying all around. So I'm speaking for everybody.
I'll bring more.
Yeah, energy. Bring more energy.
Fuck you.
You have no excuse. And your energy.
What do you mean? My energy is at a fucking.
Below a 60?
No, it's not. You and your fucking below 60 rule. I don't even know. Where did that even come from?
60-40, bro.
60-40?
Yeah, 60-40. If you're feeling like a shorty. No, I don't know. That didn't make it. I just made that up. But for sure, don't let your energy ever get below a 60.
Yeah,
that's like, real shit.
I didn't make that shit up. That's some fucking that's some Tony Robbins, bro.
Yo, you know what I heard? I heard that there's some beef between ASAP Rocky and Nicki Minaj, and like Nicki Minaj fans and ASAP Rocky fans. I don't know where it stems from, but I heard some shit like 2 days ago. Like what?
Why?
I don't know. Somebody brought up like the fact that ASAP's like a good-looking guy and like all like fashion sense is like forward and like I don't know. It's fucking weird, right? I mean, we gotta look into it a little bit more.
What does that have to do with it,
man? I don't know how it got brought up. I don't know. But
all I know is don't fuck with the Beehive, bro.
Okay. That's Beyonce,
yeah,
though,
that's
right?
Beyonce.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm just saying in general, don't ever fuck with the Beehive, bro. Don't even mention that name in Nicki Minaj.
Dude, she fucking fell off, right?
Oh, dude, Cardi B is putting her out of business.
But you know what it is, though? It's like, I'm starting to notice, is like, it's going to be one hot female after another.
Yeah, and there's only one alpha bitch, bro.
The next one,
and
just
right
like...
now, it's Cardi B.
Lil' Kim was one of them. Every female...
You think... It doesn't have to be that way, though, you know?
No.
You think it's that way because of how females are, kind of, and...
I think so.
Yeah? You think that has to do...
Definitely. I think they got all, like... Why are they beefing it? You know what I mean? Like, where's the beef from?
Right.
What's the point of
peanut butter jealous.
Yeah, peanut butter and fucking jealous. Yeah. That's interesting. That's an interesting point. That's why that is. That is how it is, you know?
Yeah.
It would be that way. You know?
But it's also
I don't
like,
know, but then you got SZA, dude, just in the background staying quiet, coming out with fucking bangers.
I feel like she's
dude.
In her own lane.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
not trying to be this
she's just talented.
She's not a pop star.
She's not
right.
trying to be queen bitch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what all these fucking...
But dude. The thing is, like, she's got, like, that's a different kind of talent.
Oh, yeah, different vibe.
That's,
at all
like,
and
fucking,
all.
Like...
You know, I've been listening to, like, just, like, on Spotify, just go on, like, different playlists. And it's been fucking presenting me with a whole bunch of fucking female MCs. They're just fucking killing it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Rapsody is one of the best fucking MCs out there
ball,
right now.
Ball work.
Bar none, bro.
Yeah.
Bar none. Like, she fucking... Dude. Like, she's not a female... She's just a fucking rapper, bro.
Yeah.
She fucking... Her style, her cadence, her wordplay. Dude, she's got Ninth backing her up.
Yeah.
It's like,
always
I need to fuck with Rapsody a little bit
always
more.
Always with Ninth, bro.
Always with Ninth. Ninth is just such a fucking... Oof.
I actually don't know that many female...
Oh, there's this female rapper from the UK. Her name's Little Sims. She fucking kills it.
Does she?
Yeah, she kills it, dude.
Oh, is she clicked up with, like, Drake, kind of?
She might have been co-signed by Drake.
I don't know if it's co-signed, but she, like... They have, like... She gives, like, a shout-out to Drake
okay,
or some shit.
I mean, I wouldn't... You know how Drake's so in tune with the culture.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. You know, he gets faulted for being a culture vulture. But, dude, he's just fucking...
No,
he's just a
relevant.
Fan. He's just a fan of music.
Yeah.
Of hip-hop. He's always been a hip-hop fan, dude.
Well, that's what... I heard this thing, and it came from 21 Savage. He's like, yo, dude, people don't give Drake enough credit because he's bringing up, like... He's nobody artist. He's putting spotlights.
He could be like, fuck these guys, but
yeah.
instead he's like, nah, like
no,
this
yeah, like he likes. That's why you, a
lot of people in hip hop, like, that came up, you see, came up from him, right? Like, 21 Savage, he started putting 21 Savage on, yeah, right? Like, all these guys that he fucks with, yeah. It's fucking crazy.
He definitely has the ball in his court, and usually he chooses to assist and not shoot.
Yeah.
And that dude, just helps him shine.
Dude, I don't
know.
I really like the speeches he's given lately too, dude. I'm like, fuck.
Did you
dude.
See that speech
that
he gave
so,
at the British Music Awards when he shout out Aria?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Dude, but that was like, that was such like, that was well, like, dude, that's
at
like,
the Grammys.
The Grammys, both of them. Yeah. The Aria one too. Did you hear anything before that?
Nah, that's what I did, but that's what I caught with him. But he's basically saying the same spiel, right? Like,
No, not really. He was saying, like, he was like, yo, recently,
Schoolboy Q, is that the one?
Yeah, he's like, yo, recently there's an artist out there who gave me a shout out, you know, and I really appreciate that shit. And he's like, I didn't know whether I should hit this guy up or not, you know, debating, like, just tell him things. And he's like, you know what? Fuck that. Like, enough people aren't out there saying, like, yo, I support you, I appreciate what you've done. So he's like, yeah, I reached out to homeboy, like, you know what I mean? Like, thank you, I appreciate that, you know, you're putting, like, you're not talking down on my name. Uh-huh. Everybody's out here talking down on my name, and, like, you're out here, like...
Hey, oh, he's talking about school?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah, Schoolboy Q's...
Well,
Jacob.
Well, it's easy to talk shit and not give credit where it's due, you know? That's the easy...
And you still haven't seen that interview with Schoolboy?
No.
Oh, dude,
I'll check it out, I'll check it out.
Which one, with Charlamagne?
Yeah, the one I showed you.
No, but it's cool though, cause these fools, it's not like when I watched it, it was dope, cause these fools are chilling like at a fucking, in a condo, like top floor in New York,
uh-huh.
And fucking Schoolboy Q just smoking on the back, and fucking, they're chopping it up like fucking.
Homies.
Yeah, and then fucking this fool brings up fucking Mac shit. This fool fucking starts breaking down and start chopping it up, fucking just like it's on some real shit. But Charlamagne, you know, Charlamagne fucking.
I don't think I saw the Charlamagne one. I saw the Breakfast Club.
Oh, the Breakfast
Club. Oh, well,
so
that's
he actually
Charlamagne,
talks
though.
About Mac?
Yeah, this one actually, like, opens up and fucking...
Oh,
he talks, like, a little bit, like... But then he gets mad. He's so, like, I'm getting mad at myself because I feel like I'm trying to exploit it when I don't want to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
if they switch it up...
Like, on the Breakfast
then,
Club, he's like, nah, I don't want to talk about it. Like,
well, that's why you see all the people that weren't as close with Mac, they're the first ones to speak up on it.
Oh, yeah.
And all the people closest to Mac, they're just, you know...
Yep. Yeah.
You're probably still processing that shit,
oh,
dude.
Oh, for sure.
It's insane, dude. I listened to Marching Moves with the Sound Off song, the Star Room, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what song. I forget what the name is. I'm trying my phone on me, but I guess the beat that he uses isn't the original version. And the original version, like, has been out even before he was dead, but it barely came up on my YouTube feed. And, dude, the beat he uses, it completely changes the whole song. And, like, what he's saying, it just fucking, it hits even harder, dude. And he switched up the beat because it was easier to digest.
Yeah.
But the original beat, it's how it's intended to hear it. It's like, fuck, dude. And the things he says, it's all... You know, that's the thing about his music, it's a lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
The, you know, him asking for help. Not asking for help, but asking for help.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Is that the song where he's fucking all those bulbs in the room and shit?
It might be I Am Killing Time. I don't know. It's one of those songs, though. No, it's not that song, because that song, the beat's already, like,
or it's
kinda...
the one, the music video where that fool's like, oh, I don't know. It'd be hard to explain it, but no, yeah.
I'll send you guys the link. Yeah, it's insane. Who knows how much music that guy has, you know?
I seen in an interview with him, that fool's like, I have over 1,000 songs. He's like, I made 3 last night.
Yeah.
He's like, but am I going to release them? Nah, probably not.
Well, did you guys ever hear how, like, supposedly Faces was made in one night?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys never heard that?
No, I never heard that.
They recorded the whole thing in one night.
I believe it.
So, yeah, imagine, like, making that in one night. Imagine what else, like, how many times has he done that? That's probably not the first time.
Oh, yeah, you'll hear a whole bunch of different artists say, like, oh, yeah, we made these songs. Like, you know, he has full projects with people that hasn't been released.
Schoolboy Q made Crash Talk, like, 3 times. fucking scraps it before he finally got to the fucking.
He says he always does that. Like, that's nothing new.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But he's like, yo, I'm an art. Like, I make music. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not unheard of to do that.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. He doesn't even remember the oxymoron studio sessions. He doesn't remember that. Making the album at all.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I was fucked up. He's like, I was really rapping about what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like Stephen King. You know how he was like...
Oh, yeah.
He's like... I heard this thing where he's like, I don't even remember writing Cujo.
What the fuck? That fool's fucked up off coke, painkillers, on a lot of his... on some of his books.
Stephen
and some
Kang.
Fuck you guys. Dude, you cannot say that. That was a fuck... Dude! Fuck you guys.
I don't know.
Dude, I still... Dude, I thought about that recently, like, the other day. Because, like, the It trailer came out, and I was like, fuck Stephen King. I'll never live that day down, dude. Dude, I felt so embarrassed. I felt, like, so stupid, bro. And you're the worst at doing that shit, dude. Like, homie, like, I'm surprised. Like, dude, that's some shit. Dude, you will make someone go into the bathroom and cry for, like, a minute, bro.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you fucking cut deep. It was like, damn, bro. It's like, fuck. I mean, I never have cried, but it's like, it's like,
I thought about it.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, damn, bro. Like, it's a mix of like, it's like a mix of like, fucking, I feel so stupid. Man, this guy's just a fucking dick, man. Fuck, I'm so embarrassed. Fuck, dude, and just make it seem like it's just, it really just...
Well, I always knew I was an asshole, but Jesus Christ, this took me to another level.
Some traumatizing that, shit. Fuck. That motherfucker thinking before he fucking speaks.
Well, you should be doing that anyway.
No, yeah, that's something that you know, you learn.
Yeah.
After you get completely cremated.
Before you get sunned.
Shut up. It's like, damn, bro. It's like hearing yourself talk.
I didn't think it was. We just always fucking roasted each other, but I could see like Stephen's like Steph Curry, Stephen Curry.
Yeah, yeah. The PH threw me off there. Yeah.
Like it's not normal.
But I knew how to say it.
Of course, I'm gonna roast
him. Yeah, of course.
Like, Stephen King, bro. But you always made fun of me because I would say Lewis instead of Lois.
Oh yeah. Or the theaters.
Oh yeah, theater. I still say that go shit.
To the theater. But I mean, you're not...
Enfante. I like going to the theater. The one with the recliner.
They bring me my drinks. I don't even have to stand in line.
Can somebody grab the telly so I can order a drink?
Somebody grab the telly. Call them for me.
Okay.
Let them know Nate's hungry. They'll know what to do.
And the listeners can't see this, but
Fabio just entered the room.
Fabio with the fucking tan band.
Yo, I haven't worn my hat for a week.
This motherfucker.
Yeah.
This guy's got the ultralight beam across the
We are no ultralight beam. We are no ultralight beam. This is a guy thing.
So you guys can't see this, but Jacob wears a hat quite often, and he thinks he's cooler than he is, and he wears his hat backwards.
So you think you're hardcore with your hat to the back?
And let me add, he is 26 years old. You have no right wearing your hat backwards that much.
Fuck you.
Damn.
I'm just fucking around. But yeah, he caught a tan in the wrong way, bro. His forehead is two different shades.
wrong way for him, right way for us. Yeah,
that
man.
Might become a thing, though.
I'm
maybe you're ahead of your time, you know what I mean?
My bad. I'm working on it. Ahead of my time.
You're working on it.
Or I didn't wear my hat for a week and it still won't come off.
Yeah, you work inside a building the whole time, bro.
No, like, I have no tent.
He's got the
Brom
Brom band.
Like,
oh, okay. Just have your head poking out the whole way over there.
Did not let that sun
out the window and shit while you're commuting. It's an extra 15 minutes of sun.
That, I don't know. Dude, it's the weekend. You're fucking up. You could have been outside the whole time. That would have been done.
been kind of gray in my area.
Yeah.
That's my luck, is it would just fucking all of a sudden get cold and start raining.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking comedy. Are you gonna keep your hair? That's you for like a few years, huh?
For quite a while.
Yeah.
Until I start going bald. I was told something by an old man and it kind of hit me in a way.
What?
Keep your hair while you got it?
Basically, he was like, you should enjoy that because when you get to my age, he's like, you ain't gonna have no hair.
Yeah.
Kind of like, all right.
That's why I started growing my shit out because my dad started. Because I know it goes, it's like your mom, through your mom, right? It's kind of, but that's, is that a wives' tale? Like, I don't know how genetics.
Science.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, exactly. So, my dad started going bald, like, around my age. So I was like, dude, I'm a fucking, while I have my hair, might as well just fucking have fun with it.
Yeah, see what I can do. It's just a bitch, though.
Sometimes I'm tempted to just fucking shave it off, though.
That's my
plan. Fucking, it's just fucking,
go
like,
fucking
fuck
Pedro
it.
On him.
Just fuck it, yeah.
It was so hot.
And I thought to myself,
like the reference, pull that one out of my ass.
That's what I'm gonna do though. If I cut it, I'm going straight bald.
Yeah, I just like, I wanna do
fucking J-Boy Adams in Dogtown. Fucking,
just, like, yeah.
Just staring in the fucking mirror, just blank stare, like, fuck. I'm so fucking punk rock right now.
Bro, it's too much maintenance, dude. Long
tell
me fucking, about
it, bro.
Like, you gotta spend 30 minutes drying it and shit when you get out of the shower.
I don't do all that.
Oh, you just wrap it in a towel?
Nah, I don't
honey,
do that
home.
Either.
You just comb it?
Yeah, I have like a fucking a
or
boar
brush.
Brush.
Or brush.
A boar bristle, so it doesn't like
boar.
Pull on my hair too much. And then when I got my trim, this lady fucking gave me these hair combing tricks that have really done a number on my hair.
I feel like you want to keep your hair wet from the shower so it just soaks up all the oils and stuff too.
That's what I wash my
hair
every
like drying
Saturday,
that shit out.
So I don't even really wash it.
Well,
nothing.
When I dry my hair, it's never like completely dry.
No, but when you have long hair like that, it's different, you know?
And my hair gets like brittle, like fucking hay. I don't like that shit. So I gotta keep it like...
Well, you don't use shampoo all the time, do you?
I wash my hair every Saturday and that's
it. You're not, That's good. I mean, I would wash it a little more.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. Got the right idea. Give me a few more showers than anything.
Yeah,
it gets washed, like it gets rinsed.
Oh,
you know, like
a, so you smell like wet dog half the week.
It's like a skillet, you
so
know.
So that was
like,
the stench. Coming out the back, bro.
smell like
that.
A mop.
I really don't even smell. I run coconut
just,
cream in there.
When
shit.
You spilt that beer, just fucking. I need the moisture.
Nah, it's cool, bro. I need a little anyways. It's getting a little dry.
Oh, fuck.
That was fucking comedy, dude. Got you.
Dude, we should make a fucking video of that shit, like a comedic video.
Oh yeah, like a 10-second video.
That'd be fucking. There we go, dude. It's comedy gold.
Fucking A, dude. That was hilarious.
Alright. Viewers can't see it, but we'll have the video up online soon enough.
I'm about
we'll
to dunk
to
my hair in no fucking beer.
Come on, bro. We'll watch it after you.
Dude, for the content.
For the content. Let's see.
We'll see. Get you a meal afterwards, huh? We'll wine you and dine you.
Nice.
Nice little T-bone.
Okay.
For a T-bone, hell yeah. Yeah.
Shit, I'll do it twice.
All you had to say was T-bone. Maybe some Hooter wings?
Dude, I don't know about Hooters, bro. To me, that's just not my scene.
I feel uncomfortable, honestly.
No, it is kind of, yeah.
Right? It's like,
I just
don't know how to act around hot-ass chicks. You know what I mean? You got a fat pair of titties in your face. Can't focus. What? I can't read the menu.
Are those breasts on?
Yeah. You're over here looking around.
I want some milk.
Some Cambodian breast milk.
It's 100% Cambodian breast milk, y'all.
God, that's
for the ducks.
They come by this morning?
No, I haven't seen them for a little while.
How long? What's
Fred and Linda have departed.
So, for the listeners, so we're at Nate's lovely, lovely home right now.
Lovely abode.
And we're in his little, what would you call this, a patio?
Yeah.
A patio in his backyard, and he has a nice little quite quaint river, like a little stream.
Creek.
Little man-made creek. And how about you tell us about your lovely...
Yeah, well, we have Fred and Linda, who are our local neighborhood ducks. Dude, I was actually going to Vaughn's the other day, and I swear to God, Linda was fucking over there walking around.
Chilling. What?
I wanted to make a fucking sound like, Linda, you fucking whore. Where's Fred?
She's fucking around with another duck?
I don't know, bro, but what are you doing in the fucking Vaughn's parking lot?
Oh.
You looking for trouble. Fucking 4 or 5 p.m., bro.
Trying to see what those wings can get.
Yeah, dude, she's over here trying to pick. She's doing something. And Fred wasn't around. I don't appreciate that shit.
Fred was working.
Yeah.
Trying to get that bread.
Yeah, bro, and I'm out here throwing it. Literally.
Like, tell him, make sure Linda gets some of that. Linda's getting something. I know if it's that bread, though.
God damn it, Linda, you fucking two-timing whore. Dude, but she was literally, like, crossing the crosswalk. Like, watching. I'm like, what the fuck? This is so random. It was fucking weird.
Okay, duck.
Can't make that kind of shit up. But yeah, anyway, the ducks come and kick it. Been over here for a couple years. Like the past 2 years. But I don't know what happened to them. Haven't seen them for a while. I'm telling you, I think Linda was two-timing them now.
These ducks ain't loyal.
You know, they can't come back to the same creek that they used to share when they're not together anymore.
Yeah. It's God in shambles.
Yep. All because fucking Linda.
Excuse me.
That's what happens when you get caught up in this American society.
You get caught in its...
Yep.
In
the
its
glamour, you know?
God damn! Hey, you guys, when do you think the PS5's coming out?
2020.
You think?
2020 or 2021. I've been watching a lot of videos on it. This shit's supposed to be actual 4K.
The next GTA's supposed to
be... Man, bro, and now they got 8K. Get out of here with this shit. I'm so fucking tired of, like, 8K. The fuck? What more do I need to see on TV? Like, how much better can it get?
Crazy. They're
like,
saying
what
about
8K? Yeah, 8K is coming out.
You don't have 4K. Really?
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's crisp.
Yeah, like, what more am I going to... Like, what more are you doing?
I don't know. You're showing me shit that I don't even see in real life.
Yeah. Real life looks like shit now. Thank you very much.
This is reality.
Yeah, this is not, yeah.
So lame.
Yeah, dude, for real, though. You gotta throw filters on everything to make it look good.
Hey, yo, that Alex Jones podcast Joe did recently, he's talking about how he's seen the prints of the virtual reality that they had back in the 50s, and it looks exactly like what we have now, and they had it back then.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, they always say technology is like 50, I forget how many years ahead, but like, yeah, the shit that they have.
Imagine the shit they have right now.
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
That's just
chilling. Oh, no, dude.
Not chilling, but they're
no, I'm, that's what I'm, but I'm saying.
But
like,
not,
you know,
not open to the mass.
Yeah. Tons of shit, bro.
Well, dude, they could do crazy
shit.
They're
having their fun.
They were testing, like, in the 1950s, they were testing, like, hover shit. Like, hover fucking, not car, well, I guess a hover car. They have videos of it and shit. Yeah, it's, dude, it's insane.
You think we'll see hoverboards in our lifetime?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's, like...
Even if we make it to, like, 70?
It's, like, fan. Shit, like, what the fuck are you gonna do with the hoverboard? Like,
I don't know.
You can't have people are so dumb. You can't have hoverboards. Tell
you, really, that's why you think we won't have any.
Yeah. What? So if you have people over here, dude, I'm just telling you, it's yeah. You'll never see. I don't think you'll ever see it.
I think we're gonna see something crazy.
Yeah. I just don't know.
I don't understand why wouldn't we see that
hoverboard?
Yeah.
Why would we though?
Why wouldn't we?
I just don't think it's, like, I think that's, like, cool, like, in movies, you know, like, Back to the Future, like, yeah, hoverboards. I think it was just, like, people being creative, but I don't think it's really, like, a thing. Like, hoverboards, what are you going to do with the hoverboard? You're going to cruise around?
Yeah, cruise around.
I mean, they have, like, electric bikes now and electric skateboards. I think that's, like, the route that it went. not necessarily a hoverboard, you know what I mean?
No, but that might be a fucking stepping stone.
Maybe,
It's that form of transportation involved.
Maybe you see them. I don't know.
You never see like cars not flying. Using, not flying, but like, yeah.
I don't know. I think we do see like, dude, Elon Musk was talking about is genius, like having like tunnels and like basically saying like you have 3D, so everything's 2D right now, right? You can only go left or right. Whereas like if you do 3D in the tunnel, so say like the cars are hovering or something, right? You can go like say there's gonna be traffic, it bumps you up and then you hit like another tunnel, you know what I mean? You go around, yeah, there's no traffic ever. You know what I mean? It's everything working like
fucking Star Wars. Yeah. You know, just fucking flying around.
Well, and then it's crazy because like I was listening to this podcast on Joe Rogan where he had like this automation, like I forget like the correct term for it, but basically this guy's making like automated cars, like cars that drive themselves, right? Mm-hmm. He's like on the forefront of it. And he was talking about how like Tesla is the only brand of car that's like constantly updating itself as it goes. Like it's constantly learning from all the drivers on the road, all the because there's a bunch of cameras on the Teslas. They're taken in certain situations and like where the Teslas fuck up, they bring that information back and fix it and find out how to like better navigate, you know, that certain situations. And like they're constantly updating, like real time updates. Whereas like every other car, you have to bring it in for an update, right? Tesla's constantly like
a cell phone.
Yeah,
just updating it's fucking itself with software.
It's insane.
A fucking computer.
Yeah, it's insane. So think about, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, think about that tunnel system. Like, I think what it's doing is you create, like, a network, right, where everything's intertwined. Like you can pick up on the traffic, right? So now the car knows how to react to the upcoming situations, you know what I mean? So, like, you're in these tunnels moving 3Ds. Like, you're probably not even going to touch it. It's just, like, it's running through predictable situations. It's kind of like what's happening. I feel like that's kind of where it is right now. I think that's the route that he's going down. I don't know. We'll see if that makes any sense.
No, it does. It's just a long ways to get there.
Yeah, man. But I think in the next 20 years, you're really going to see it. I don't know that you ever have a car that completely drives itself either, though. Like, you have to...
I don't know if you want that.
Yeah.
Does this... Where you're going? I think not. <Lots
of cars. laughs> No, we're going to Hooters.
Okay, man. Fucking Hooters is the topic of motherfucking discussion today. Yeah. Okay, I guess I gotta go by and take a gander.
We gotta name it Hooters. Alright, should we
wrap it up?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I think we've talked about everything we wanted to talk about.
This is Maxwell Mabeans coming live from you on a Sunday afternoon.
GOT Sunday, last GOT Sunday we will ever have.
Yeah, I might cry. I very well might cry tonight.
Yeah, who knows? Never throw it out the window.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the emotions. Because then after this is over, I'm going to have to, like, dedicate some time to going back and just soaking up the series.